Delta. 5055 Delta Delta. 5055 DD Aeronautical. Your name is Don, Delta Hospital.
Okay, Don, whereabouts are you located, Aeronautical Mobile? Go ahead.
Well, we're in North Central Texas. I'm about 200 miles west of Dallas-Fort Worth area, and about 75 miles
Okay, let me get the antenna in more in that direction. Hopefully that'll bring your signal up a little bit there. Okay, let's see, that might help. How's that now? Go ahead.
Well, I've got too much noise. Got noise-canceling headsets, noise-canceling mics, but it's hard to tell what the actual signal is. But you're Q5, and that's what's important to me. We're in a little two-place airplane, a Grumman American, and I've got 891, 100 watts out to a trailing wire antenna. Over.
Okay, well, very good. Whiskey 5 Delta Delta, Aeronautical Mobile over Texas, Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray returning. Yeah, okay, you're now that I got the antenna down your way, you're about a 5 and 8. So, wow, that's very cool. Very nice to talk to an Aeronautical Mobile station here. I actually did that once. I took a 6-meter rig, Aeronautical Mobile, and that was a lot of fun. The band wasn't really open to E-Skip, but I worked a lot of ground wave from there. And I used to, I had a student's pilot's license, and I was up in an Aronca 7AC and a Piper Cub, which is both I was able to fly there. So, but I didn't keep up my license, and but now it's nice to be on the air and to talk to an Aeronautical Mobile. W5DD from KHCX.
Okay, KHCX, W5DD, Aeronautical. Well, I enjoy doing this little two-place airplane. It was designed as a trainer, and I am a flight instructor, as a matter of fact. But I'm working up there in North Texas, and I fly back and forth. I use this thing as my taxi for weekends getting back to the house. And great on the 7AC. That was a fun airplane, as well as the Cub. Great airplane. Missed the name and the QTH there. Whiskey 5, Delta Delta, Aeronautical.
Okay, very good. Yes, the name is Tom Tango Oscar Mike, and I'm located in Northeast Ohio. Yeah, that Aronca 7AC was a fun plane to fly there, and that's the one that I would mostly take up. But I was rather young, and you know, even back when I was doing that in the early 70s, the price was pretty much out of my range there, as I was just a student. So I never went on to get my private license, but it was a lot of fun while it lasted, for sure. And then when I tried to fly, when I was flying in the Piper Cub, it was a total different experience. That plane glided a lot more than the 7AC. It would settle a lot faster. So it was something else I had to get used to there. But, oh, very good. And wonder what your elevation is. Over.
Well, I'm 3,500 feet ASEL above sea level. And the ground down here is averaging probably 1,000 feet, so I'm approximately, give or take the hills, 2,500 feet above the ground there. Over.
Okay, well, very good. Yes, that sounds like a lot of fun. And wow, your trailing wire is doing a good job there. So, yes. Okay, well, I'll say 7-3 there to you, Don. And it's been my pleasure to work you. And have a safe trip. And yeah, very nice on you being an instructor as well. So definitely you know what you're doing there. And thanks again for the call. WW5DD, Aeronautical Mobile, K8CX.
Okay, fine business, Tom. Yeah, and talking about the cost of flying, I was interested in flying in the 1960s, and even, $10 or $12 an hour was more than I could afford, so I went, let Uncle Sam teach me. He only required an arm, a leg, and a little bit of blood there. 7-3, we'll let you make some more contacts. K8CX, I think it was. WW5DD, Aeronautical, 7-3.
7-3, Don, my pleasure.